Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILN.
Go you Northwestern. Cats have a big game today. Cats and Cats versus the Nittany Lions. Happy Valley, that would be an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm taking Penn State, Nick.
Well, we'll talk about that at 10:50.
Yeah.
Want to give everyone a chance to get these tickets to the Minnesota-Michigan State game today. And the way we're going to do this, we have a couple of pair of tickets. And I have two trivia questions I want to throw out. You can answer either one, 393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call. The first one is very simple. Who is Michigan State's career receiving leader? Number of catches. Who has the most catches of any Michigan State player in his career? And they've had a lot of great ones. Second one is, going back a little bit further, the best Michigan State-Minnesota game I can recall was in the early 1980s. Maybe you remember this game, Tom. It was 36-36, back and forth. Michigan State won in the final minute on a quarterback draw. A guy whose name is familiar and some NFL ties. And he scored the winning touchdown for Michigan State in the Muddy Waters
So you're talking about 81 or 82?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are. And who scored the winning touchdown for Michigan State? What quarterback scored on the ground for victory in Michigan State's the most dramatic win over Minnesota?
In a very meaningless season, then, right?
Oh, yes. There were a lot of them in those days. 393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call. Okay. And when you think about this Michigan season, Tom, and this Michigan State season, I think we've been a little surprised both ways. I thought Michigan would win seven games. I think you thought they'd win eight, maybe nine, eight.
Yeah, I thought they'd beat. I thought they'd beat Michigan State. I was just for certain they were going to beat Michigan State, and it didn't happen. I thought they were going to lose to Iowa, which they did, but I thought they'd beat Michigan State. And when that happened, I knew that I could tell where the season was going. Right in that game.
All right, let's get to our callers here because we have these tickets to give away. Once again, the questions: who is Michigan State's all-time leading receiver in terms of number of catches, not yards, number of catches, and who scored the winning touchdown for Michigan State in its most dramatic win over Minnesota on a quarterback draw? I believe it was 43-36, the final score in that game. We don't normally have someone call twice, but because we don't want to penalize them for calling early in the show, we're going to give John from Holt first crack at this. Hello, John.
Hey, the leading receiver for Michigan State, Matt Trannan.
There you go. Matt Trannan. All right, hold on the line here, and okay. Scott will tell you how to meet me, and we'll exchange these tickets shortly before kickoff.
All right, sounds great.
All right. All right. And we still have another question out there. If someone would like a pair of tickets to this game, and Tom, you know this name, very familiar name from pro football in the state of Michigan, and the son was from California, came to Michigan State, played quarterback, and wore number 14 for the Spartans.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And not known as a runner, but he was that day, and he was that play, and it gave Michigan State a win over the Gophers, something they have not done much of. Minnesota has been a problem for Michigan State recently. That's hard to imagine, but last year, you know, you get Adam Weber throwing for 416 yards. That shows how pathetic the Michigan State secondary was. It's the worst Michigan State secondary I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an amazing game.
And, you know, he's bouncing balls off the ground to guys, and they get hit. And they go, the ball pops up for a touchdown. Everything that could have happened that game, that was really Keyshawn Martin's coming out party.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a couple long touchdowns in that game, different ways. And, you know,
he's a tremendous player this year. He's key, his health. What's the situation with his ankle?
You know, he's getting better, but you got the bye week coming up, and they really want him healthy and need him healthy.
Get to that bye week, and Michigan State will be all right in those last two outings, I'm thinking.
You know, a lot of people looked at the bye week, and you can't control when your bye week is. Ohio State has its bye week this week.
And everybody rationalizes, oh, it's a good time, no matter what the situation is.
Yeah.
But legitimately, it probably would be a good time for Michigan State next week.
Probably would be to get healthy. I want to give that question one more time. We are talking about maybe the most dramatic Michigan State win over Minnesota. You have to go back almost two decades in Spartan Stadium, and Michigan State rallied to tie and then a back-and-forth game. Pulled it out in the final minutes. A quarterback draw Number 14 was the quarterback for Michigan State. We need his name. Who was it who scored that touchdown for Michigan State? And if you're a Detroit Lions fan, this name will not be hard to come up with. Let's go out to the phones. Let's try Steve from Langsburg. Hello, Steve.
I can't think of his first name, but is it Monty Clark's son?
And what would the first name be? We can't just call him Monty Clark's son.
I can't. Well, his last name's Clark.
Is that good enough, Scott? Scott, you're the headline.
Yeah, that definitely works.
That's good enough. All right. Steve, okay, you're being rewarded for your loyalty, and Scott is a much more lenient official than I would have been.
Well,
all right. Hang on the line, and we will be
Brian.
Sure. Yeah, we're talking Brian Clark, B-R-Y-A-N. Yeah. That's the guy.
Well, I was pretty sure I knew who it was, and when he said that it had something to do with the Lions, and I knew I was right.
All right. Well, hang on, and Scott will tell you how to get with me just before kickoff to pick up these tickets. All right. You know what, Tom? We are also going to have two pair of tickets for the Purdue game, which is senior day. Might be a little bit better game. We'll see.
You think? Purdue's not that much better than
many. You think Purdue's better than Minnesota? Not really.
Well, they've had some injuries early on. I thought Purdue would be better. Although, you know, Purdue beat Northwestern on the road.
You know how bad Minnesota is?
They're really bad. They got great facilities, but they're really bad.
They had to rally to pull it out against Middle Tennessee State, and they haven't won since.
Right.
When they lost to South Dakota. Hit the flush button.
Yep. Yep. That was bad. I mean, that's a program. I mean, I thought he was going to do better.
Yeah.
Tim Brewster.
Yeah. So did our guest at 10:35, Jeff Rivers, who knows a lot of sports and watched Minnesota sports for a long time. And he bought the Tim Brewster thing hook, line, and sinker. I did, too. I thought Tim Brewster would get it done there as much as anyone could.
Then they had the facilities and everything.
NFL guy.
They had always that thing looming, that black cloud, that, you know, playing at the Metrodome and everything.
Yep.
And now they had, you know, it was an overly big stadium, but it's a really nice stadium, great facilities, and then this happens.
Yeah, who's the answer for Minnesota? Is there an answer? I think there is an answer.
How about Don Treadwell?
No, they're going big name. They've already said that. Joel Mechuri said they're going
to
make a splash.
So no coordinator, you have to have head coach.
It's like a Tubby Smith type of hire.
But they're not going to spend huge dollars. He admitted that.
Yeah.
But so how do you do that? How do
you
get a big name without
huge dollars?
Oh.
Does that do it for you? Not really? That doesn't do it?
Phil Fulmer? No.
Yeah, you want a Midwest guy? How about Jim Harbaugh? Goes to U of M.
Tony Dungy, just throw money at him until he comes.
They offered it to Tony Dungy.
And he said no.
I think the Jim Harbaugh to U of M rumors would
Murray
be great.
Murray Wormast still
I can
alive?
See the headlines. Harbaugh to U of M in the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
How many coaches have they gone through? They've gone through a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Cal Stoll.
You know what? They had a good thing. They didn't realize how good with Glenn Mason. If Glenn Mason had not blown that Texas Tech game with that horrendous collapse.
That's true.
They'd had Greg Jones because they had Greg Jones committed. He was signed, sealed, and delivered. We'll be right back with Dr. John Braccio up next.